This recording, Mauritania 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental to this, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to stir around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to tap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Mauritania. It's a country in Northwest Africa, and I came here to the United States in July, beginning of July, and as a Fulbright scholar. So I came here to study global and international studies at the University of Kansas. Before that, I was in Arkansas for six weeks, to kind of a pre-academic program. So I'm living here in Lawrence, and I'm studying at KU, and I'm very Jayhawk. In Mauritania, we have different communities, and of course we have different languages. We have Arabic as an official language, and also French as an official language, and we have a dialect of Arabic called Hassaniya, and it's spoken by the majority of people. We have also 3 other languages. We have Wolof, Polar, and Soninke, and these are also spoken by a big community, African community. So that's basically the number of languages in Mauritania. I started learning English late, like when I was 18 or like 18 years old. So it was different from someone who started learning like as a child, because he would like acquire the language easily. So I started just at like school for English, and then I moved to the university, studying it as a major. my bachelor degree. So it was challenging because I wasn't like in an English environment. So I would have to create this environment. So I would go to like the internet, surf like the websites and like specifically the websites for chatting in English. And also I had some friends on Skype that I would talk to. So that's how actually I managed to create this environment for my English. Best proverb is اللي ما يسرق ما تخلع القصاصة. It means the one who doesn't steal is not afraid of investigation or people investigate who steal. So, and the second is اللي وصاك علمك حقرك. Whoever like asked you to take care of your mother, this is like considered denigration or something, because you are supposed to take care of her without anybody else telling you to take care of your mother.